What about credit for yourself? When you bought goods from the wholesaler or from the flower vendors, did you have to pay cash right away, or did you build up?
30 days.
30 days.
Oh yeah, but from the vendors we gotta pay cash. So we during the war we got so bad, you know. Our partner, my partner won't trust me. She charged me interest. Oh, we do account. It's going on for 2 years.
He owned the wholesale, right?
He owned the wholesale too, yeah.
And Raymond did?
Oh, yes. Oh. Well, that's business.
Yeah, of course, yes. That's business, sure.
Mm-hmm. And then his partner, Chow.
Oh,
he's tough. He says, unless you pay in time, I'm going to cut you off. How can I pay you in time? I don't have the money because the business is not good.
What business picked up.
Mm-hmm. But you got through the bad years.
I got through the bad year, yeah. A lot of people make money during the war, but I didn't.
Those are really rough years for
you. Yeah, I made my money after the war, and then after that, well, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, and it all adds up.
Did you ever get robbed? Did the store ever get robbed?
No.
It got broken into
in a couple of times.
Yes. Yeah.
Broken into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, 3-4 times. We're lucky.
We're lucky, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever held up our store when the store was open. Nobody's ever gone in the store to hold it up. Mm-hmm. But we've been broken into after the store hours.
Many times.
Yes, many times. And we keep saying, one of these days, you know, it's going to happen, but it's never happened. I think it's because we're on a corner location, perhaps.
That makes
sense. That has something to do with it, maybe.
You're at the corner of Denman and
Comox.
Oh yeah. Mm. There's a lot of light there, you know. So.
We're across the street from Denman Mall. You know what that building is.
Mm-hmm. Was there competition in the area from other stores?
Oh yes.
Were they Chinese stores?
Oh yeah, there's always Chinese stores. The Chinese store on every block. Mm-hmm. But it's. The only difference now is the super value there. It wasn't there before. And then the Seaway is always Seaway there.
Yeah.
Seaway is not there now, but Seaway moved up David Street. It used to be a small Seaway in Nelson and Kuma.
That's right.
No, Nelson and Denman.
Nelson, yeah, that's a small one. Yes,
yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm.
I know, but it's only half of them. People in West End then,
it's
just now.
It's just a little small one when you think about it.
Yeah, now they're all big ones.
Oh, yeah.
One big one.
Ruth used to work there. Ruth, you know, that tall, slim girl used to buy watercress from us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ruth worked there. You know Ruth.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Were the competition from the other Chinese stores, how were you different from them? Why would people come to you instead of the other stores?
Oh, I don't know. I guess the merchandise we carry in and we treat them.
No, we never carried groceries.
I mean the merchandise, the produce.
Yes. We never handled groceries or milk or pop and all that. We just...
We didn't want to get into that kind of business
because we were
busy enough to...
The way
it is.
So everything was... So when you have fresh produce, they had concentrating on making sure everything was the best. Whereas some of the other stores, they carried from everything from soup to nuts, so they're going to you can't concentrate just looking after the produce and the flowers. So actually it was sort of, you know, maybe neglected, but...
You were always busy anyways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, not just about yet, isn't it?
Well, Paul's got 20 minutes and we have to leave.
Oh, I see.
Because I arranged to meet the girls at 11:30. The reason being that baby will be falling asleep before 1 o'clock. You don't want baby crying and howling because he...
Were there inspectors that came to check the store out from the city? Did that happen?
Oh, yeah, the inspector comes twice a year.
Twice a year.
I don't know if there's still any inspector or not.
There are health inspectors.
Yes.
Yeah. Were those the health inspectors that came?
Well, yeah, twice a year. Yeah. I don't think they'd come anymore. I think they cut the staff down.
They still come. Sure they do.
How did they treat you? Did they check you out really bad?
I don't know. Our store's always clean. This is a new problem. They says.
Nobody gave you any hassle?
No.
I don't recall anyone coming, to tell you the truth.
Well, they usually come twice a year.
Uh-huh.
Except about 8, 9 years back, there's a new inspector girl. Oh, she's tough.
Oh, yeah, I met her. Oh, yes.
And one of the young girls, that's all I know. Yeah. And they would tell me much more. It's really tough. Mm. You know, go around from house to house and looking for a job. And you wonder, you're in the green or you're in wood to chop. And that's in, before my time.
Was he here in Vancouver too?
No. No, in, even in the prairie. I guess chopping wood is more or less in Vancouver. That's what my uncle told me.
Yeah. He was here in Vancouver.
Yeah, he was here in Vancouver for a very little while. He must have got here before the First World War.
That's early.
Yeah.
Well, tell me something about, I don't know, the customers that you remember. Who are some of your favorite customers that you like to see at the store?
Oh, in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many I don't remember. I don't remember the name even. All I remember is the Knox, you know, the people that, Mrs. Knox. I think she's dead enough too.
Would you trade gifts at Christmas time, at special times of the year?
Well, they always so nice, you know. Customer for years and years. Matter of fact, she wanted to send me her house. She wanted to move out. I said, I can't afford to buy you a house. I don't have the money. She said, you're going to make some money. You're going to make a lot of money in one of these days. It did. You know, people bought it for $20,000 and they sold it for $500,000.
Yeah.
The big house in the corner of Kumok and Nelson.
Yeah.
Kumok and... Yeah, Kumok and Nelson, yes. A huge house.
Did people used to come in every day to buy vegetables? Like, would they buy enough for one day or would they buy enough for a week?
Oh, enough for 2-3 days. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's a Mrs. Bascom. You know Bascom, the seller, China? I don't know if it's still there or not, the Bascoms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used to be a city alderman.
That's right.
Well, do you remember the name?
I've heard of the name.
Yeah.
I work for the city, so I know.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he's a city alderman. And then, there's too many of them. And then, I forgot the name now, that millionaire used to come to our store all the time. The father owned the public library. He owned all the land.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, realtor.
Mm-hmm.
They passed away too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember their name now.
They were account customers too.
Yes, they were our study customers.
Did you have to send out statements or how did you bill them?
Statement, yes. In a month. And then the clocks, you know, that he's the president of the Commonwealth. He's our customer too, him and his wife. You know that that lady, the looper, you know, that...
Duncan Crux's wife.
Yeah,
yes. Have you heard of Duncan Crux? No,
yes, he was involved in a big scandal.
Yeah, that's right.
Many years
he's our customer.
Older than you think.
Oh, gee, that's a long time ago. Yes, yeah, she was the one that was the owner of the Vancouver School of Dancing.
No, I want to tell Paul about our customers. I think I remember there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they got to know you really well.
Oh, yeah, they were very friendly, especially Mrs. Jordan Knox. She was a lovely woman. Mrs. Griffiths, too. The
Mrs. Bascom, too. Remember Mrs. Bascom?
Mrs. Bascom, yes. Mrs. Bascom, her husband was an alderman for many years. That's a long, long time ago, Mrs. Bascom, yes.
Yeah, two nice
Mrs.
people.
George Bascom. They owned a wholesaler that sold chinaware.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do special things for you, or did you do special things for them?
No, nothing special. They're just
nothing
good customers,
special.
And
yeah.
They come to talk, and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Friendly.
They're very friendly.
Yeah.
They come to stores and where I just not buy anything, just to chat for a few minutes.
Mm. They drop in and they felt comfortable there.
Yeah.
Well, another person that shopped at our place was columnist,
Mamie Maloney.
Oh, yeah, yes,
Maloney.
Yes.
Yeah, Mamie Maloney. Yeah, she wrote up about me several times in her column.
Did she?
Yeah.
She tried to find those.